This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Come on in. Stay a while. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Final hour, we'll talk to Cooper Flagg. He's probably going to be the number one draft pick in 2025. He is considered the best prospect in high school right now. He plays at Montverde Academy in Florida. Grew up in Maine, and he's going to Duke. We'll talk to him coming up here in a little bit. Marvin, did you see him play in person?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
Coming up this year, I think me and Sean are going to go. He'll be in Springfield.
Okay.
That same thing Bronny James played in last year.
Yeah.
He's coming up with Montverde, which is basically like it's a guy, you know, fast track to the NBA.
But we do this in basketball. You don't necessarily have to do this in football, where you leave your hometown and go to another high school, an academy. Now, there are academies out there, but with basketball and soccer, hockey, feels like you're going someplace to then come back to someplace. You know, high school players, there's no issue, it seems like, with them going someplace else. Football doesn't happen. Soccer, it certainly does. Tennis, it happens as well. Yes, Mar?
Yeah, football, you got to go to like a football high school, but you can still stay in like a public high school. Like where I grew up, Bloomfield High School, Dwight Freeney went there, and a bunch of guys went D1, a couple NFL guys. Basketball? Hey, you're really good at, you know, so-and-so public high school. Maybe you should go to, like, St. Thomas. Or, you know, some type of prep school where you'll play better competition. And they find you early. I think Cooper Flagg's been there for a couple of years now.
Yeah, so I think he won a state title as a freshman in Maine. And then he went to Mount Verde. But also, you're finding some of these kids are reclassifying so they can get into college a year earlier. And then they could get into the NBA earlier. Because the sooner you get into the NBA, the sooner you get into that rookie deal, the sooner you get through that, the sooner you start making $50 million a year. It used to be you'd have a gap year. You go to a prep school, and then you might be 20 when you got into college. You might be 24 if you, you know, graduated, went all 4 years. Now, he's 16. 17 going into the NBA. Yeah, Paulie.
I wonder how that works, because Cooper Flagg's not basically. He is skipping his senior of high school and is reclassifying. So does he take like a GED and have the grades to get into Duke? And you just skip. You know, you could leave. It's like leaving high school early, like leaving the pros early. It's become commonplace.
He's going to Duke. He looked at UConn. I think those were the only two schools, but he'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Poll question for the final hour of the program is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, we put up there, if you could be one, would you rather be People Magazine's sexiest, Time Magazine's person, or SI's sports person of the year?
Okay. What do I think this audience is thinking? Would you rather be the sexiest man, Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, or Time Magazine's person of the year?
We're all pretty shallow.
I would say sexiest man of the year, is winning probably with 64% of the vote.
Well, not quite, but it does have 45% of the vote.
Okay, some people are lying out there.
Yeah, yeah, those are the people who voted. That's the 38% of the people that voted for Times Person of the Year. They're lying. A Sports Illustrated sports person only has 18%.
Yeah, it used to be a bigger deal.
You think for even for a sports audience, but
well, you can be on the cover of Time Magazine, their Person of the Year. That doesn't mean you're a good person.
Yeah,
right. Where, yes, Todd.
How much would someone want to be sexiest man alive because it just makes you feel good about yourself? Wow, what an honor! Versus sticking it to all those girls that you were too shy to approach or that blew you off throughout your life because you just weren't attractive enough for them to just have that.
Are you projecting?
I am projecting.
Okay,
a little bit.
But you had a window.
I did have a window, but I was very shy though, and there was some women, some girls.
Okay,
that
but that's your fault.
Yeah, that I wish I would have.
Like you can't blame the girls.
No, but we all have more courage now than we had back then, and we wish you had a redo, and then you'd totally go up to girls now.
Yeah, but back then, the way you looked, you should have been going up to the women. They should have been coming up to you.
You would think.
Yeah, they should have. Why weren't
Are we
they?
Suggesting that Simone in Sheepshead Bay, that Todd went up to her or she went up to Todd?
I would say Simone in Sheepshead Bay, and she was considerably older than you.
We found each other on a boat in Sheepshead Bay. She was smoking a cigarette, and I said, what a nice night we're having. And then one thing led to another, and we went on the dance floor, and here we go.
Then you went to high school the next day, and she didn't get arrested somehow.
Yeah, there was about a 13,
should,
14,
should 18. She have been allowed to date you back then?
It was like 19 and 34, something like that.
Yeah, all right, you're in.
You're legal. You're good. Barely. Yes, Marvin.
If I was Fritzy, I'd have been walking around like Rick Rude with no shirt on. That dude was
He was walking around without a shirt on.
I did
on.
When I was a camp counselor. I get yelled at by the head of the camp, like, put your shirt on. What are you doing?
What?
If I look like you back then, I wouldn't wear a shirt.
Never.
In
Never.
Winter.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Never. Corbin, back off.
Yeah.
Never.
I'd cut out the sleeves at the store as I was buying shirts.
I would not. I wouldn't wear a shirt. I'd find a reason to not have a shirt on if I looked the way you did back then.
Yep.
Never.
Never. Could have been doing damage. Instead, you were there with your mom.
Taking the train from Brooklyn to Manhattan to NYU. Wonder what might have been.
Who wants cookies?
Yeah.
Let's keep the door half open. I don't know what's going on in there.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Dan's deals are back. We hooked you up for Mother's Day. We got you hooked up for the holidays. Incredible offers. Sign up, Dan Patrick Show newsletter, available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. You get first access to the savings on all these great deals, danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box, slides out, bottom right corner. You're good to go. All right. This has been a bone of contention for Paulie. And that is, should Chet Holmgren be eligible for Rookie of the Year?
And I'm not anti-Holmgren. He's a nice player. His stats are great.
His stats are similar-ish to Victor Wembanyama. But Victor Wembanyama is the flavor of the year. And Chet Holmgren, it's like, oh, that's right. Okay, that guy. Oh, that's right. He didn't play his rookie year. Should he be eligible for Rookie of the Year? I say yes. He didn't play at all. Now, Patrick Mahomes didn't play. Oh, no, he played one game his first year. Let's say he didn't. Should he be eligible for Rookie of the Year? And I would say no. If you're in uniform on the sidelines and you're practicing, Chet Holmgren couldn't play. That's different. Ichiro. Ichiro came over from Japan. He'd already won, what, 4 or 5 batting titles. He was 26, and he was eligible. Yes, Pauline.
I checked NFL rules, and let's say Patrick Mahomes got injured in preseason his rookie year. And for that reason, he couldn't play at all as a rookie. That next year, his second year, he would not have been eligible for Rookie of the Year, even if he missed his first year based on injury. They have a rule, any player who's in their first NFL season having never signed a contract with an NFL team before. Once you're under contract, that first year is your rookie year, whether you play or not. In the NFL, in the NBA, it's the opposite.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. If Chet Holmgren is good enough to challenge Victor Wembanyama in numbers this year and get some attention, good. It'd be great. I'd love to have that as a rivalry. If that is a rivalry. Feels like they're going to be intertwined, I think, because of their size. When did they play against each other? They've played against each other in the preseason, I think, once. Yes, Paulie.
I got Tuesday, November 14th. In Oklahoma City.
Okay.
The house that Chet built.
Yeah. My Thunder. They're a good team. They're a fun team. I don't know if it's this year, but next year might be the, we're going to make a leap like the Cavaliers did last year. You got a lot of draft picks there. Yes, Marvin?
This is your team this year?
Yeah, I love
Thunder?
OKC.
Okay.
Well, I was on the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as an MVP candidate last year.
He's first team All-NBA,
yes,
too.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. So now I'm going to, you know, that's going to be watching some Thunder action. Yeah. Thunder down under. How many games has Zion Williamson played in a row? Is it still two?
I think he's played 6 of 8.
Okay. All right.
Percentage-wise, I'll take it.
He's trending. Man, we quickly move on.
Man, so fast.
Remember when he was a thing, and I was like, man, I can't wait to see him play in the pros, and he got to the pros, and you're like, okay. When he plays, unbelievable numbers. It just doesn't play. Yes, Paul?
Zion Williamson in 6 games so far this year. He's playing 32 minutes a game. That's great. Yeah. 22 points a game, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Very good all-purpose player.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Man, nothing special.
A couple years ago, though, when he was 20, he was averaging 27-9.
Yeah.
In 61 games.
Yeah, Marv.
I think college basketball is hoping that Cooper Flagg can become Zion Williamson, where he comes in with a ton of hype and ends up living up to it. Let's hope so.
A couple of phone calls. Ryan in Arizona. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I've been with you since the attic. 6'1", 175, 9-inch hands.
Okay.
I'm a podcast listener, so I'm a day late on this, but I know you love love, so I got to offer my experience and advice to the guy who called yesterday asking if he should look up a woman on Facebook.
Okay.
So same thing happened to me. I met someone. I kind of knew her because she was a friend of a friend, so it's a little different, but same thing. I did a complete process, and so later, I probably should have called you like he did, but I just reached out to her on Facebook. And long story short, 10 years later, we're married. We have 4 boys. So what I got to say to him is, number one, she's already probably decided if she likes you or not. So you're not going to make things worse if she already doesn't like you and you reach out to her. The other thing is, if I have to choose between embarrassing myself in front of a stranger or feeling stupid because I didn't try a little harder, I'd much rather embarrass myself. I'd want to wonder what would have happened if I just tried a little bit. So you already took a pitch. I say, get the butt off your shoulder, take your swing. That's what happens.
All right, how about a round of applause for Ryan? That's a success story right there. Ryan. Yeah, he lightly stalked his now wife.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah, he did. There's so many times in high school and college that I'd be like, nope, not going to do it. I had zero confidence. I had no game whatsoever. I mean, I had mad game on the court, but I had no game off of it. Zero. And there are so many times. And then you'll meet these women later, and they'll go, God, I had the biggest crush on you. I go, what? What? You did? What? Barb Doria, you had a crush on me? Yeah, Paulie.
Went to my 15th high school reunion a long time ago, right? So talking to a bunch of girls, guys, everyone's drinking. And this girl who everyone liked in high school goes, how come you never asked me out in high school? I almost ran and put my head in the oven. It was one of the worst nights. Why didn't you ask me? I'm like, what? Excuse me? I was looking behind me. Who are you speaking to?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, why couldn't you ask me out? Why, couldn't you? We used to pass notes. Like, do you like me? Yes or no? Check the box. They would send it back so they didn't check the box.
No answer?
No. I didn't get a yes or no. Be like, wait, no. Can you check the box? Oh, you're not? Okay. Yes, Todd.
So how did you process that? Did you just decide to yourself, well, that must be a maybe. I'm still in the running. It's not nothing nasty. It's just she's not sure. That's a good way to rationalize it so you don't feel hurt.
Oh, no, I was crushed. Yeah.
They thought so little of me, they wouldn't even respond at all.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I'm okay. I'm okay with it after a while. You know, once you get on TV, then all the things all of a sudden
change. How you like me now?
Yeah. Wait, I went to high school with you? Yeah, yeah, you did. Uh-huh. You could have had all of this. Yes, Marvin.
Our music theme on Friday is going to be sexy songs.
Oh.
So anything with...
Okay. Yeah.
Since we're going off as Sexiest Man Alive, Sexiest Dan Patrick.
Oh, I like
sexiest
it.
Sexiest Danette, Fritzy.
Oh, is Fritzy the sexiest Danette?
I mean,
I'm just trying to get through the day.
I would say clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
That's not even up for debate.
That is not.
Do we want to have a poll question in the final 45 minutes? Sexiest Dan Ed?
Why not?
So Frizzy can win? Yeah, because I'm voting.
Or do you want to wait till Friday? What?
I think it's just so obviously. I think the poll question is Todd the sexiest Dan Ed?
Right.
Well, no, the question is just really a statement. Of course, Todd is the sexiest Dan Ed. Right?
Emeritus.
Yes. Obviously.
Yeah. Sexiest Dan Ed.
Yes.
Frizzy or the field?
Mm.
Like Tiger versus the field back in the day.
Maybe we'll wait till Friday. Sexiest Dan Ed.
I think I'd have a shot if it was sexiest in their prime. Outside of that, I kind of let myself go just a wee bit, so I don't know where
you had it. Was that a 2-year window?
It could have been a little longer.
A little longer? I 18 to 22?
I'd say that's fair.
Wow.
That's Penny Hardaway type of prime right there.
And for those who've never seen the picture of Todd, he's not like jacked like a muscle bound steroid guy. He's like in good shape. He's tan. He's got this big fro of hair. And you know, he's got muscles everywhere, and he's not heavy.
If you're a fan of Mark Ruffalo, a younger Mark Ruffalo, but a little beefier, a little more jacked, that's Todd.
And then I found Ruffles, yo.
Among other things that you found. So you lost your hair, and then it just went south after that.
No, the next thing you know, you're sitting on the couch with a bag of M&Ms, wondering where it all went.
But you met a wonderful woman.
I did.
Yeah.
She puts up with a lot.
Yes, she does. She's a saint. She really is. Aaron in Ohio. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. 6 foot, 220. So I had this thought the other night during Jets Chargers. What is worse as a football fan? Really great defense, you know, world beaters on defense, terrible offense, or more of the USC can score on anybody but can't stop anybody? What's worse? What do you guys think?
So would you rather have a great defense and an average offense?
Yeah, great defense, average offense, or the opposite, great offense, average defense.
I always feel like at some point in the season, you must play great defense, whether it's a one quarter in a playoff game or a Super Bowl. Offensively, we've seen teams that aren't great offensively, but they're really good defensively. And that makes up for a lot of things. I guess defense travels. That's always been the case in most sports, that if you have a great defense, it's going to travel. I'd like to have a great defense and a decent offense. Yeah, Paul.
I think we've discussed this before. We said if you remove the quarterback position, if you could have the best player in the NFL on your roster at any position, and a lot of us chose defensive line or cornerback.
Edge rusher.
Yeah, edge corner. Rusher or like an Aaron Donald up the middle type guy where he just wreaks havoc all day.
But he's not dependent on somebody, whereas if I have a great receiver, he's dependent on the quarterback. By the way, I know you want to live the life that I live vicariously through me. Last night, I was out at a bar and having dinner with my daughter, and I was sitting in front of a TV, and all of a sudden, pickleball came on primetime. On ESPN, not ESPN 8. And it was Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Kidd, Scottie Scheffler, John Isner, and they're playing pickleball. And I went, shoot me.
Isner's a ringer. How could he be in there?
It's not exciting.
I bet those dudes that are all like 5 million deep in the United Pickleball League or something.
It's not fun to watch.
The PPA Tour, Dan.
I get it. And as we've said many times, if that's a stock, I'm selling it short.
The Omaha birdies.
It's exercise. I get it.
Great.
But it's not like it's, man, is that wild. That's crazy. Did you see that rally? And I know I'm going to hear from the pickleball community. But yes, I have played one pickleball match. And I did dominate my wife and I, those two women from Greenwich, Connecticut. Yes.
It is crazy to drive by. I just went past multiple places that used to be tennis courts that are now pickleball courts.
Yes.
And meanwhile, they're empty. Nobody's playing, but they have been turned into pickleball courts.
Well, now it's a date night. Now it's, hey, let's go play pickleball and then we'll go get drinks. And I go, how about we just go get drinks? I don't want pickleball. Yes, Paul.
Are you telling me the white hot charisma of Scottie Scheffler didn't keep you engaged watching Celebrity Pickleball? You're not telling me that, are you?
White hot.
Yeah. White scalding hot.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Pickle.
Yeah. They call him Dill. Take a break. Cooper Flagg is the number one college recruit. He's going to Duke. We'll talk to him. He grew up in the state of Maine, not known for its basketball, and went to Florida, transferred there, and he has been holding his own, even with the greats of the game in the NBA. Take a break. More phone calls as well. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll wait for Cooper Flagg, who is probably going to be the number one draft pick in 2025. At least that's the projection. He is the number one player, number one prospect going into 2024. He grew up in a small town in Maine, just over 3,000. Won a state title, and then he transferred to Mount Verde Academy in Florida. That's a powerhouse, and he just committed to Duke last week. And you start to think of high school players. And I remember when Connie Hawkins was in high school. I remember when Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in high school. You were reading about these people, and they almost seemed like they were mythical. Like, that guy's not real. He can't be that great. And they turned out to be that great. I remember Rick Mount when he was in high school, coming out of Indiana. I think Lebanon, Indiana. Pete Maravich, Bill Walton. There's so many players down through the years that when I was growing up, and I would read Street and Smith's, And that was the Bible, because that told me everybody around the country who UCLA was going to be getting, how great Bourbon Day players were. Richard Washington. I mean, I just remember hearing about these guys, and then you got to see them play. Adrian Dantley, when he was, I think, at DeMatha. There was always this, oh my gosh. And then there'd be a few players where you go, whatever happened to him? But now we see everybody. We're seeing these kids when they're kids, when they get into, you know, freshman year in high school or eighth grade, and then they're playing in AAU, and then they're transferring and going to academies. And then all of a sudden you see them maybe 1 year in college, and then you see them in the NBA. Yeah, Marv.
Nowadays, kids have been, you know, they've had social media followings for so long, you're like, man, are they a senior yet? Yeah. Are they still in high school? Yeah. Because this happens. Like, I used to read Slam Magazine, and it was this guy by the name of Ronnie Fields out of Chicago. And I heard so much about this guy, and he's one of those, man, whatever happened to this guy? And it was before YouTube, and everyone would be like, man, you had to have been there to see him play. I'm sure Paulie knows about him better than I do, but.
Yeah, I think he wore number 23. I think he suffered a knee injury and was never the same, but you see some of those highlights. Mm-hmm. Sean Kemp. I remember seeing Sean Kemp in high school, and I go, oh, my God. Like, he could be starting for a power forward in the NBA. And sooner after that, he was. Yeah, Paulie?
Yeah, Ronnie Fields was a Chicago legend at Farragut High School. He was so good that Kevin Garnett transferred up from South Carolina his senior year of high school to play with Ronnie Fields. And they played together and it was all over TV. Ronnie Fields was going to go to DePaul, got in a car accident, broke his neck, and was never the same player.
Oh, okay.
I got to know a lot of players. I remember the first time I heard Shaquille O'Neal's name. There was a time in the late 80s, early 90s, it was called Dick Vitale's Magazine, and he had a preseason college basketball magazine, and they featured every great high school player, and it said sophomore, Shaquille O'Neal from somewhere, in, I think it was Texas, and I'm looking right now.
Yeah, he was San Antonio.
San Antonio, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the 89 McDonald's All-American game, and you're talking about players who are great. Bobby Hurley was on that team, Jim Jackson, Kenny Anderson, then a bunch of names you don't know, and then there's Allen Houston. And there's Shaquille O'Neal, and then a bunch of guys who never made it.
Yeah, it's an inexact science when you're trying to project this of who's going where, how much do they really want to play, how great do they want to be, how dedicated are they, and then there's always the health aspect of that. Yes, Marv?
Yeah, in the NBA, everybody was a legend in high school. You're not where you're not at that level unless you were the man somewhere. Travis Best. He played high school.
He had like 81 points.
He had 81 points in a high school game. He was so dominant around like the Western New England area. I mean, everybody knew who Travis Best was. And it was like, wait, he scored 81 points. And then you see him in person. You're like, wait.
Yeah.
He's about 5'9", 10.
And then even when you saw him with the Pacers and you're like, that guy scored 81 in a game. And here he's struggling to just get in the game. But there would be so many of these players that you just heard of by word of mouth. And back when I was growing up, you only had magazines to read about them. And you're going, God, that guy's got to be unbelievable. And then you would see them and go, that guy's unbelievable. Or what happened to that guy? Because there's always whatever happened to that guy. Cooper Flagg, he is 16 years of age, and he just announced that he's going to Duke last week. His mom and dad were good basketball players. He's got two brothers that are pretty good basketball players. But he is committed to going to play for Duke. How did you decide on Duke? Was there a determining factor there, Cooper?
I wouldn't really say that there was one like determining factor. It was just a long process of getting to know the coaches and then visiting the campus a couple of times. Watching practice, and it was kind of just a bunch of things that added up and just seemed right.
Did you meet Coach K?
I did.
What was that like?
It was really cool, obviously. He was really down to earth. And it was just good to talk to him, not even about basketball, but just kind of get to know him and just talk to him for a little bit.
What other school did you consider?
UConn.
And meeting with Danny Hurley is probably a little different than Coach Shire, I would imagine, with personalities.
Pretty different personalities. But, I really enjoy getting to know Coach Hurley.
When did you become the best basketball player in your family?
Um, I don't know a time when I became the best basketball player in my family, but I mean, like, it just kind of happened over time.
Yeah, but do you remember an age where you were better than mom and dad and your brothers?
I've never beat my mom in a game of one-on-one, but we haven't played since I was in fifth grade. So
now's the time. I think you can take her now.
Yeah, she won't play me anymore.
But can she shoot still?
Yeah. I mean, the last time we played, she got hurt while we were playing, and the game never finished. I was up by 1 point. It was 8-9, and we never finished the game.
And your dad played some college basketball as well.
He did. Yeah, but he never really played against me in the backyard or anything.
When did you realize that maybe it was time to leave Maine and go to play better competition?
It was around freshman year, just throughout the year. We had, you know, some schools that were asking us and reaching out that we were looking at, and Montverde, we had a friend that had already come here, so they were kind of already in our view, and we had been watching them. And I don't know, can't remember when we decided we wanted to, but it was always just a thought and an option.
If somebody hasn't seen you play, how would you describe your style?
I mean, describing myself is kind of hard just because I think I can do a lot of different things depending on what's needed, and I can play a lot of different positions. So I just think the biggest part is just how versatile I am and just being able to guard 1 through 5. I can handle the ball or can play off the ball. It really doesn't matter. So I think that's the biggest thing, just being versatile.
Who do you pattern your game after?
Nobody in particular. I watch a lot of NBA players. I like to watch Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum. Those are two of the big ones.
You met LeBron. What was that like?
That was really cool. Obviously, it's LeBron James, so this is a great experience to be able to hear from somebody that has achieved the things that he's achieved and kind of get some advice from him.
Did you ask for a picture?
I didn't, but there was plenty of pictures taken.
What was it like at Rutgers Park this summer?
That was just a great experience. Being around a lot of people that I started to get close with from being at camps and stuff with them. So it was just a great experience just to be in a great environment, outside, having fun, just playing basketball.
How many players have you played against who are playing professionally?
How many have I played against that are playing professionally?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's kind of I haven't played anybody yet that's professional in high school. Because that would be next year's draft will be people that I'd first played against. But
pickup games. Have you played against pros?
Yeah. At the Tatum camp, I played 5 or 6 pros, which was pretty fun. And then at Curry camp, there was 2 or 3 also.
How'd you do against those guys?
I mean, I have my own. I don't think it really matters who I'm really playing against. I can always kind of play my game.
Did you face Tatum?
Yeah, I did.
You seem pretty casual about going against Jason Tatum.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's the level that I'm trying to get to. So I'm not really that far off, hopefully. So what I'm expecting to get to in a couple of years is not that far off. So.
And so you're one and done at Duke is what the normal plan is usually for, great players are going to hire in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, that's my goal, so.
Well, good luck with the rest of your senior year there, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Cooper Flagg. He's 16 years of age. I'm 51 years older than him. He looks even younger than 16. He's 6'7", and he's going to be a freshman next year at Duke. I like that. I mean, that's pretty calm. When you're playing against Jason Tatum, and it's no big deal. Okay. Jason Tatum was impressed by Cooper Flagg. Steph Curry, he went to his camp, and he was impressed with his athleticism, size, length, competitiveness, and skills. This is what Jason Tatum, who went to Duke, had to say. He's got an edge about him. He's not arrogant. He knows he's good, but realizes he's got a long way to go. He's going at guys, going at the pros. He's trying to block every shot, get every rebound. He wasn't playing cool. He was playing hard, competing. He was asking questions a lot and listening. That's an interview that Jason Tatum did with Jeff Goodman. He's 16 years of age. And if you watch the highlights, he's going against the best talent, and he's real. He's real and not afraid. When LeBron comes up to him, I don't know what event that was. Was there an AAU event, Marvin?
It was, yes.
Okay. And LeBron comes up to him, and you're going, okay, that's a big deal. And he just doesn't seem like he's fazed by too much there. Yes, Marv?
Those AAU events are always funny because you'll see it's LeBron James Jr., Carmelo's son, Jermaine O'Neal's son. You just see in this small little gym all these NBA players watching their kids play.
And Carlos watching, Boozer's sons. Yeah,
his son was National Player of the Year as a sophomore last year.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to Duke also sometime.
Gilbert Arenas' daughter.
His son, too.
And his son, mm-hmm. Yeah. If only my dad had played basketball, you know.
Then you would have been.
Okay. I would have been right where I am right now. Yes, Paulie.
What I find fascinating is that Cooper Flagg, he's about to turn 17. He's 16 years old, and most 16-year-olds that are going to college are just worried about going to college, playing basketball, getting decent enough grades to stay. Now, he's going to walk in with NIL deals waiting for him for Duke. It's a national stage. That's going to be a wild thing to navigate. Does he have an agent at 16? Does he have a business advisor? You'd think he'd have all that.
I guess his NIL evaluation is just under $900,000. Yeah, I could see that at Duke. And Duke is going to be loaded next year. Just if you look at the numbers with the recruits. So you have Flagg, the number one recruit. They have the number 8 recruit, the number 22nd recruit, number 45 recruit. All of those, these are rankings courtesy of ESPN. And they're in the running for the number 2 player, Dylan Harper. So John Shire got some forces coming. Yes, yes, Tom.
And I don't care how good you are. You're still 16. How are you not like, I got to play with Jason Tatum, and guess who I got a chance to play with and meet and go against, and I blocked this guy's shot.
He doesn't seem too impressed with anybody. Yes, Seton.
Privately, you're like,
oh, do you think so?
That was Jason Tatum. When you're on the Dan Patrick Show, it's like, yeah, no, it's just what I do.
All right, okay. Yeah, Paulie.
You just mentioned Duke recruit Dylan Harper, son of Ron Harper, famous NBA player. Right on cue.
I saw Ronnie play at Kaiser High School in Dayton when he was coming up. And he went to Miami of Ohio, but I just remember watching him. And there's certain guys where you go, he's different. That guy's different. That guy's different. I remember growing up, Albert King was legendary in New York. Bernard King's brother. And he was thought of more highly than Bernard was. Albert went to Maryland. And he was a good player, played in the NBA, but not like Bernard. But it's some guys peak when they're in high school and or maybe their freshman year in college, whereas the other guy, it's like, man, he's still growing. Yeah, he's still maturing, still developing. And then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, he's different. All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Two-time Super Bowl champ Eli Manning will join us on the program coming up tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. Well, we learn what's in store tomorrow, and last call for phone calls as well. I mentioned Zion Williamson had played 4 games in a row. Is he going to play in the 5th game in a row, Paulie?
Dan, I got some bad news. According to Pelicans announcer Michael Grady, Zion is out tonight for personal reasons. No confirmation or update from the team.
Okay. All right.
You almost had 5 in a row.
I know. I know. It'd be a record.
It's not injury concerns, though.
No,
personal reasons.
It's personal.
It's totally different.
Yeah. But we've seen some of his personal situations.
Those are unfortunate.
Too many persons.
Yes.
That young man.
Yeah, he had one too many persons in the personal problems. Yes, Todd.
He could be personally worried about his toe or something, then that would be a problem.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. Final results of the poll question there.
I'd rather be named People's Sexiest Man, Times Person of the Year, or the SI Sports Person of the Year.
Yeah.
Right now, People's Sexiest has 46% of the vote.
Yeah.
The one that's a great poll question, though, and this has gone back and forth all morning. Would you rather know Jim Harbaugh's knowledge or role in the alleged sign stealing, or who commissioned the investigation? Right now, it has switched over to who commissioned the investigation at 51%. It's been 51-49 back and forth all day.
Love it.
I'd like to know who commissioned this.
Yeah.
We still don't even know the law firm that started this. We are looking into that, but that was the original post in the Washington Post about a law firm. Don't even know the law firm involved in this. All righty. Jeff in San Antonio. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DP. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I just want to give you guys some praise. I love the show. Been listening a long time. No suck it front row, no suck it back row. I love all you guys. But Todd is my favorite and the sexiest. You guys are talking about doing impressions. I could listen to Fitzy do some Bruce Springsteen. I can listen to Seton do Dylan's impression every day.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead, Todd.
All right. Appreciate the call. Woo-hoo! Bring it home now. I'll go home now.
Okay.
Bring it home.
Right. I love that Fritzy stays to like an 8 total word or motion impression.
Yeah.
Including things that Bruce Springsteen doesn't say at all. I've never heard him go, bring it home.
I'll go home now.
Okay.
Stay in your window. I like it.
Seton, you want to give the audience some Dylan, our graphics guy?
It's not his best impression, but I guess it's pretty sick.
I think it's the best impression.
It's pretty good. Impression. It's pretty good. If only enough people knew who Dylan the graphics guy was, then it would be a hit.
Not exactly making me a millionaire, but...
No.
It's kind of fun, though.
The Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast tomorrow with Shay and Irving. Shay in Irving. Also, Dylan the graphics guy and Bad Larry. Marvin also in the room. Picture Day Ray is in the room. We got a full house in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget we're doing a podcast.
And then when I go to edit it, I'm like, ooh. So, Dan, about this, about what Shay said right here.
Shay admitted to using steroids in high school.
Among other things.
Oh, yeah. And he said he made a mistake that he put his tattoo on the side of his head. That's the 38 caliber. and he put it on the left side. So when the police come up to the side of the car,
first thing they see,
yeah, they see the he's got a tattoo on his head.
He should move to Europe so he can drive on the other side.
That's a very good idea.
But we started talking about steroids. Danny, I did them all. Sophomore in year, I said they worked. Yeah. He started giving me stacking them and whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, he got in detail.
Yeah. We do get around to picking games, though. It's the
some point.
Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Tomorrow will be available. Kevin in Lake Tahoe. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, DP, Dan Ants. Good morning. First time, long time. Just wanted to comment on the rookie dilemma that you guys are talking about as far as rookie of the year. And then the last 10 minutes, I heard Paulie bring up Shaq back in the late 80s, early 90s. All I could think of was the great epic movie of Blue Chips. And I want to see you guys' thoughts on that movie and about a...
All right. Thank you, Kevin. I never saw Blue Chips.
Really?
What?
Nope.
What?
No,
you should.
You never stayed home sick from school and watched Blue Chips?
No, I had no interest.
It's a guilty pleasure. Some people think it's hokey. Some people think it's good. It's worth watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sexiest Man Alive, Nick Nolte.
Yeah, I know.
92.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Parker Hall of the Cleveland Rams in 1942 threw seven picks against the Packers. The American, I know, seven. Keep slanging. 1954, the AL approved the transfer of the Philadelphia Athletics baseball team to Kansas City, Missouri. Elgin Baylor in 59. Scored 64 points, which was the record at the time in the NBA. And this show off, 1970, Tom Dempsey of the New Orleans Saints set the record at the time with a 63-yard field goal against the Lions. He was born without toes on his foot, so he had a special shoe that had a flat front.
Yeah, like a club foot.
Almost cheating.
And they won 1917. All right, let's see. Go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn
today? Paulie sneaking around, almost cheating. That was kind of fun. I thought that was kind of clever.
The other kickers couldn't use a flat toe shoe.
Well, if they would have cut off their toes, they could have.
Where's your commitment to the team?
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Kind of cheaty.
Yeah.
When you first saw Manute Bol hit the court, you thought it was someone who's removing his warm-up pants to reveal stilts underneath.
Seton, what did you learn today?
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Cooper Flagg, a confident young man.
Yeah, he is. 16. Marvin.
Prime Fritzy, sexiest Danette.
Paulie.
Cooper Flagg, kind of a WB sports guy name, kind of like a One Tree Hill. He's the best basketball player. Does his name sound like that?
Okay.
I don't want to wait.
Hey, Cooper.
Cooper Flagg.
What did I learn, Todd?
Dwight and Iowa wonders if the Hawkeyes' anemic offense is because someone is stealing their signs. Hey.
Brand new, simply say, they should allow Iowa to steal the signs of everybody else in the Big Ten. Get up to 50% off your Simply Safe system with Fast Protect Plan. SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.